Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. Before we begin, I'd like to just ask the Lord to bless our time together and minister to your needs. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to gather together in the Spirit of the Lord and allow your Holy Spirit to minister to us as we hear your word, as we are able to meditate and reflect on the truths that you have given to us in the holy pages of Scripture. Father, we thank you that we will truly be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And Lord, I ask for your blessings upon our time together. Lord, I ask that you will touch every single listener. Father, you see the things they're dealing with. You see the pressures, the stresses the enemy would bring their way. But Father, I call forth and declare the faith of God, which you have given to every man, a measure of faith, that the very faith of God will rise up in them. And Lord, that they will be able to stand their ground and having done all to stand. Father, I thank you. I praise you, Father, as we come together before your throne, that you are a mighty God. We praise you for who you are. And Lord, we know that everything is working together for our good because, Lord, we love you and are called according to your purpose. Bless now our time together for the ministry of the word this week. And God, we give you honor and praise and all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. The scripture I'd like to share with you as I develop this message on I Hear a Sound, I'm thinking of a chorus we used to sing, goodness, years ago, back in the 80s. We were at Whitehall in Hayward, Brother Glass and I, we would minister to a packed congregation during those years. And one of the songs we would sing is, I hear a sound coming from the mountain. I hear it louder each day. I hear a sound coming from the mountain, and it says, prepare ye the way. Beloved, you and I are called in this time, in this generation, to proclaim the coming of the Lord, to prepare the way of the Lord with prayer, through godly living and witnessing and by our examples, and to preach the word of the Lord, that whomsoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life. Let me share now that beautiful passage in Isaiah, the 7th chapter. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Beloved, your God reigns. He is alive and well, and no matter what it looks like in this natural realm, no matter how the enemy is raging in this nation or personally, we know that we have a God who is in control and whom we can trust. And God has given us a ministry. He's given us a ministry of reconciliation. And however much time we have left, it behooves us to redeem the time and to do what God speaks to our heart in our individual lives. This message of joy that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah to the people of Israel, he says, this news comes from the mountains. Beloved, Each one of us, we've had an experience of with God. When we were saved, we came into the very presence of God, into the very mountain of the Lord, and we were lifted up by the words that we heard. And that scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring this good news. Surely that's true for those of us who cared enough to pray for us, who cared enough to proclaim the word of God to us when we were lost in our sins, when we weren't serving God, when we didn't know the way of salvation. But beloved, once we've experienced his goodness, then we have the privilege of declaring those very same words. And what does this scripture declare? It talks about good news. Do we need good news in this hour, beloved? Do we need to hear something that's going to encourage us, that's going to uplift us? Well, God's word surely does that to the believers. The many manifold promises of God are exceeding great. They're exceeding rich. We haven't plumbed the depths of them. We may say we believe the word, but beloved, you and I believe in the days ahead are going to press into God in a way we never have before, and we're going to experience the anointing of God, the presence of God, the goodness of God, the love of God, his faithfulness to us that we've never seen before. But beloved, how good is that news to those who have never heard that there is joy, that there is peace to be had in this troubled, dark, evil hour in which we are living? This word that was spoken by Isaiah was Zion's redemption and restoration. Praise God, for them it was their release from the sufferings of the captivity. And beloved, as he spoke through the prophet to his people at that time, in today's hour in which we are living, it is as certain as his wondrous works of the past. Isaiah 51:1-3 says, and let me share that with you. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Well, this certainly is the season of thanksgiving, and beloved, God is going to make that promise a reality in our lives. We may have known sorrow and hurt and loss in days and even years past. But one of the scriptures that always has touched my heart, one of the prophetic words that was spoken over Brother Glass and myself so many times by many different prophetic voices, was that he will restore the years that the palmer worm and the caterpillar and the canker worm hath eaten. Praise God. God is in the restoring business. And beloved, this good news that God has entrusted to us, it's effective, it's efficient, it's complete. Jesus didn't do a halfway job. He didn't do a halfway completed work. His atonement was fulfilled in every capacity to minister to every single need of the heart, the mind, the soul, the spirit, and the body of mankind. Praise God. This good news will bring favorable results. It brings God's refreshing. Praise God, it's unspoiled and it's uncontaminated by man's thinking and by man's theology. It is a word that produces a sure result for our good. This good news that comes to us contributes to our spiritual and physical well-being. Beloved, it is good news. Listen to what Proverbs 15:30 says. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. reading God's Word is medicine not only to our spirit, but to our physical body, our bones. John 15:7 says, these are the words of Jesus, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, what you want, and it shall be done unto you or for you. Praise God. There's a passage in 2 Thessalonians 2:14, and let me read that to you. Whereunto he called you, beloved, that's you, brother, sister, that's me, by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you hear what that scripture was saying? This good news was for the obtaining of the glory of God. Of God, of Jesus. This gospel the apostles preached was full of life. It generated light and it brought glory, the very glory of God. The gospel, this good news that we preach, came from God. In this dispensation in which we are living, Isaiah preached under the old covenant, but beloved, the word we preach to you now, the word you are hearing, it is a new and a better covenant. It is everlasting. It is eternal good tidings. Beloved, it's the glorious gospel, the good news of the kingdom. It's the word of peace, of salvation, the law of liberty, the establishment of the ministration of the Holy Spirit. It is the preaching of Jesus Christ and the word of Christ. Beloved, I could go on. I'm just getting started, but I see my time is rapidly coming to a conclusion. I must bring this broadcast to an end. I thank you for joining me. But not before I invite you, if you have prayer needs, to write and share your needs. This is a ministry that's been established for over 50 years to minister to God's people, to the unsaved, to backsliders, so that you can know the comfort of the good news and the power of agreeing prayer. I invite you to write. The announcer, in just a few moments, will give our contact information, email, mailing address. I invite you to take just those few moments if the Holy Spirit's moving on you. He's doing it for a reason, to make that connection. God bless you. I love you. May you have a wonderful, blessed time during this Thanksgiving season. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.